There are lots of other announcements in the bulletin, and I hope that you read through them and discover all of the ways that you can connect with the ministry that is going on here. But it is time for us to begin the Palm Sunday part of our day today. So will the congregation please rise? Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 21st chapter. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" And the crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward. I know it's a weird time. We've barely even sung anything, and I'm asking you guys, come up. Good morning. Morning. Oh, hey, I gotta wave. Yes, I gotta wave. Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm so glad to see you guys. Now, back where you're sitting, you all have palm branches, right? Lots of palm branches. Wave them around. I mean, that's what they're for. They're for waving around, or they're for putting on the ground so that I won't stand on the dirty floor. Do you understand? I mean, really, that's what they're for. You see, when Jesus came into Jerusalem that day, the people, they took off their cloaks. There it was. Took off their cloaks and laid it on the ground so that Jesus' donkey could walk across it. They thought Jesus was so important, they didn't want even his donkey's toes to get dirty. So they put the cloaks, they put the branches, they did all of that because they didn't have a carpet. So there was, they did all of that so that Jesus would be treated special, all right? It was a special day. He was coming in for Passover. He was coming in with all the rest of them, and they were just so excited. What's the word? Do you remember? Did you hear it? What word did they use when Jesus was coming in? Hosanna. Does anyone know what Hosanna means? What does it mean? It means be nice. That's a great... Actually, Hosanna means save me. And it's a word that they usually used for God. There's all sorts of psalms where people are saying, Hosanna, save us. Save us, God. Save us from our sinfulness. Save us from all of the bad things that are happening. Be nice to each other. Hosanna. But they were also saying, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It was all so fancy and so special. They were laying the cloaks on the road. Jesus' donkey wasn't even touching the ground. They were screaming, Hosanna. They were singing songs. It was an important day. 4 days later, Jesus was dead. And those same crowds that had been shouting, save us, started shouting, crucify. The people in that crowd are people like you and me. I want us to remember. I want us to concentrate on the save me part. Save us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Be with us, Lord. Stand by us, Lord. Help us to be nice to each other, Lord, for we need you. So as Jesus comes into Jerusalem today, we're going to start singing a song, and I'm going to start marching around the congregation. As we do that, let us remember that Jesus is always ready to hear us say, Hosanna. Always ready to hear us say, save us. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for coming to us. We thank you for saving us. Hosanna, Lord, we need you. Hosanna, Lord, stand beside us. Hosanna, Lord, so that we might help the rest of the world see your love in all we do. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen. You guys have a great morning. And now, please rise. And if you have a palm branch, it's time to hold them up. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. We praise you, O God, for the redeeming the world through our Savior Jesus Christ. Today he entered the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah and King by those who spread garments and branches along his way. Bless these branches and those who carry them. Grant us grace to follow our Lord in the way of the cross, so that joined to his death and resurrection, we may enter life in with you. Through that same Jesus Christ who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us now go forth in peace.
In the name of Christ, amen.
Our procession song is Hosanna, and we sing together. Everlasting God, In your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross. In your mercy, enable us to share in his obedience to your will and in the glorious victory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 50, beginning with verse 4. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him, and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, the crowds shout out, Hosanna, and blessed be. And in just a few moments, the crowds will cry out, let him be crucified. It might actually even be the same crowd, or at least parts of it must be the same. But the question is, what is happening? How does that work, where we go from blessings to curses, from death to life? But you see, that's what we're being called to see and recognize on this day. 4 years. Palm Sunday was the beginning of Holy Week, and it still is. But now there is another title for this day as well, and that is Passion Sunday. In our world, fewer and fewer people are able to join with us on Good Friday for worship. And so they were thus missing the Passion story. We were jumping straight from Hosanna to Hallelujah, and there was nothing in between. And so the Passion story was added to today's reading. We still enter into Jerusalem with Jesus and the disciples today. We saw that with the children. We sang the Hosannas. We still join in the crowd shouting out the blessings and Hosanna. It's just that also in a couple of minutes, we will join Jesus as he is accused and beaten, condemned, and as the crowds shout out, crucify. That's the corner we turn today. Because as Jesus entered Jerusalem, he is welcomed and celebrated. Hosanna is that cry for help and salvation that is usually made to God in prayer and in song. Jesus is hailed and greeted. Blessings are sung, but Jesus is also misunderstood this day. Jesus came to Jerusalem meekly and humbly. Jesus didn't come as a conquering general on a charger ready to rally the troops. Jesus came on a donkey. Jesus came as a prophet. Jesus came as the Messiah, God's chosen one, who has come for our salvation and not for conquest. Jesus arrives in Jerusalem with the tongue of a teacher, as Isaiah is describing in the servant song we heard. Jesus came so that he might sustain the weary with a word, and that word is forgiveness. Jesus came to Jerusalem so that he could, as Paul described today in Philippians, empty himself. Jesus is God. Jesus is God with us, Emmanuel. We see God most clearly in Jesus and most especially on the cross. So here we are today watching as Jesus empties himself, preparing himself for the ending of his ministry. Jesus is not giving in to the hype of the crowds that are greeting him. Instead, Jesus empties himself of divinity. He empties himself of any need to win or conquer. Jesus is also emptied by those who pull the beard or strike the back. He is emptied by those who betray, deny, condemn, or flog. Jesus is emptied by those who misunderstand him on purpose, who try to make his message and his ministry into nothing. And so this is our transition today. This is the corner that we round from one surrounded by the crowds crying Hosanna to one facing the crowds as they shout, let him be crucified. We move from seeing one seated on a donkey to one nailed on a cross for our sake. We move from one living to teach and help to one dying that we might be saved. Today we stand at this crossroads watching as Jesus empties himself for us. May we learn from Christ today to empty ourselves from our self-centered desires, our need to win, our need for fame. And instead, may we live in love and care for our neighbors, following Jesus wherever he leads us. Amen. Today we hear from the Passion of our Lord Jesus in Matthew 27. When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people conferred together against Jesus in order to bring about his death. They bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate the governor. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You say so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he did not answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many accusations they make against you?" But Jesus gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas. So after he had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them, "Which of these two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" And all of them said, "Let him be crucified." Then he asked, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took some water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourself." Then the people as a whole answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." So Pilate released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, had him handed over to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped him, put on a scarlet robe, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They spat on him, took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to be crucified. As they went out, there came a man from Cyrene called Simon, and they compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to the place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink. When they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him. Over his head, they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and the elders, were mocking him, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now if he wants to. For he said, 'I am God's son.'" The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way. Will the congregation please rise? From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At about 3:00, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "This man is calling for Elijah." At once, one of them ran, got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a stick and gave it to him to drink. But others said, "Wait, let's see whether Elijah will come to save him." Then Jesus again cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After his resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what took place, they were terrified and they said, "Truly this man was God's Son." The Gospel of our Lord. Sustained by God's abundant mercy, let us pray for the church, the world, and all creation. Save your church, O God. Enable us to boldly confess in every time and place that Jesus Christ is Lord. With the humility of a servant, equip congregations, synods, and other ministry settings to proclaim your extravagant love for all. Lord, in your mercy, save your creation, O God. Every living being you have made has purpose. Give us renewed appreciation of farm animals who labor in the fields, service animals who accompany their human companions, and beloved pets who live alongside us. Lord, in your mercy, save the peoples of the earth, O God. Restore dignity to those who are scorned and persecuted for their religious beliefs, and deliver them from the hand of their enemies. Bring peace to places where conflict runs deep. Lord, in your mercy, have those who cry to you in any need. Save those who cry to you in any need, O God. Watch over all who are incarcerated or awaiting trial, and stand with those who are unjustly accused. Be present with those feeling isolated, lonely, or fearful. Lord, in your mercy, God of healing and grace, there are many who need your presence and power. We pray for those who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for those known to us who need your wholeness and health. We pray for Sharon, Wyatt, Phyllis, Cody, Randy, Kathy, LaRue, Judith, Diane, and Rhonda. Lord Jesus, come and save us all. Lord, in your mercy, save us in your love, O God. Guide the work of church musicians, pastors, choirs, readers, deacons, technicians, acolytes, and all who assist in worship. Sustain them in their leadership as they accompany congregations through this holy week. Lord, in your mercy, save us at last, O God. We give you thanks for your saints of old who embodied your servant love. As you came to their aid, so deliver us in times of trial, that every knee should bend in praise to you. Lord, in your mercy, we lift our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your steadfast love and your promise to renew your whole creation through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the God of grace and glory go with you as you follow your Lenten path. Wherever it takes you and to whomever it takes you, may you go with the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you have a great week, Clara, and I hope your week is filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Living water flows.